Spacecast.
Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of Spacecast. I'm your host, Dog Julin, and I'm really excited to be kicking off this new venture right here on my personal MySpace page. It's available to you absolutely free for download, and I'm going to be using the Spacecast to play you some new recordings, some previously unheard material, and also some other things written specifically for the show. I'm also very excited because I'm going to be joined on each and every Spacecast by my co-host, my electronic co-host, Cyber Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Carl. I'm looking very
How
forward
are you?
To working
with Dag.
Actually, okay, it's pronounced dog, not dag. I get that kind of a lot, but I'm fine. Fine, thanks. How are you?
I am glad to have you as my co-host here on Spacecast.
All right,
I am looking forward to working with you.
You know, you are actually my co-host. I'm the host, but...
We have a really great show this week, Dag.
Dog, yes. It's a great show, Carl. I was just getting to that. I've got some music picked out. There's some things I want to talk about. There's some MySpace friends that I wanted to plug. But, Carl, actually, the first thing that I wanted to talk about is you.
Hello.
And I think since you're going to be a regular, a very important part of Spacecast... And that most of the people listening probably have at least some vague idea of who I am. Perhaps we should find out a little bit more about you.
Hello.
All right, let's start with your name, Carl. Now, that's an acronym, I believe, isn't it? Can you tell us what that means?
An acronym is a word formed from the initial letters of other words. Words like radar, or NASA, or scuba.
No, I know what an acronym is, but what does the acronym Carl stand for?
It stands for Computer Awesome Robot Laboratory.
Computer Awesome Robot Laboratory. Gee, it's not very scientific.
I was designed by a young person. A very enthusiastic young person who knows a lot about science.
Okay.
He makes a great deal of money. Much, much more than you, Dag.
Fair enough. Can you give the listeners kind of an idea of, I guess, the technological capacities that you have?
I am a silicon-infused cyborg. I have a decagoogle of standard RAM gig storage, fully comprehensive influx capacitors, and a hyper-intuitive infrastructure, capable of over 15 quintillion possible reactions per action with zero latency response.
And is there kind of layman's terms that you could put that into?
It means I am awesome.
Clearly, yes, you are very awesome. Any other things that you are capable of doing, whether they're scientific or unscientific, any other special talents?
Yes.
Okay.
I also do celebrity impressions.
Really? Okay.
Would you like to hear some?
Yes, I very much would.
Look, it's the great Marlon Brando.
Ah, a legend.
Stella. My undershirt is torn. It is so hot here in New Orleans.
Oh, all right.
Here comes the streetcar.
Okay.
Do you have exact change? Stella. Hey.
Okay.
Here's the king of late night television, Mr. Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Hey, Ed, you are drunk. You are an alcoholic.
Well, right.
And, Doc, that jacket makes you look gay.
Well,
hey,
you never said that.
True story. Funny stuff. Time for a commercial. Hey, yo. Welcome, Diane Cannon. Hey, yo.
Okay.
How about a visit from the great Cary Grant?
Okay.
Judy. I am a closeted homosexual.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
That's...
Here's one of the greats. Welcome. Mr. Humphrey Bogart.
Everybody's...
Play it again, Bogart. Sam.
See, you never said...
What day is it? Where am I? How long have I been drinking?
Okay.
Please, get me off this tiny African boat.
Okay, so you don't really do the voices.
I am going to vomit.
You kind of do their...
My head hurts.
Essence or whatever.
Play it again, Sam.
Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board, Mr. Francis Albert Sinatra. Luck be a lady tonight. Fly me to the moon. All right, someone get me abroad.
Carl, if you
there's my drink, you little son of a bitch.
Wait a minute, whoa, whoa.
It's up to you, New York, New York.
Okay.
Here's Mr. Mo Howard from the Three Stooges.
Mo Howard?
Hey, fatso. I am hitting you with this lead pipe. Curly, Curly, wake up. Oh my god, I killed my brother.
Right.
Curly. Oh, Jesus, please wake up. Curly. Oh my god.
You accidentally killed him.
Forgive me for hitting you with that pipe.
All right.
Curly.
Okay, obviously you don't make any attempt really whatsoever to sound like their actual voice, but what you're doing is just kind of repeating some stock kind of lines that you might have heard thousands and thousands of times, let's say over the past 4 or 5 decades on TV shows and things like that, and putting your own kind of spin on it.
Hello.
And that's one approach to take, clearly. You have a flair, I guess, for this stuff in a way, and I'm wondering now, since we're working together and we're obviously going to be interacting quite a bit, if you have maybe, worked up an impression of me. Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Okay.
Here it is.
All right.
Oh, hi. It's me, Dag Julin.
Dog.
I am overcompensating for my lack of education by using humor as a defense mechanism. I am a marginally talented musician, but I haven't really pushed myself as hard as I should. I am afraid of failure, but I am also chronically allergic to making a real, honest effort.
All right, let's,
I would rather just lie around and think about things, rather than doing them.
Let's move on to the next...
But, hey, who's ready to laugh? Come on, let's laugh with Dag Julin. Well, what do you think?
I thought you really nailed the voice on that one. Let's take a commercial break.
We'll be back with more of Spacecast right after this word from our sponsors, Chapman's Alcohol Resellers.
Today's episode of Spacecast is being brought to you by Chapman's Alcohol Resellers on Route 9, the Tri-County's leading seller of partially finished bottles of liquor. Until Sunday only, come for great deals on half-finished alcohol, like a half gallon of Jim Beam with about one-third left in it. Plenty of drinks left in this baby, only $7.99. Or, why not bring home a delicious Australian Merlot, with enough for two decent glasses. Not with original cork, only $2.50. That's Chapman's Alcohol Resellers on Route 9. Open every day until midnight. And every night until midnight also.
Okay, Cyber Carl's impressions ran a little long this week, so there's no time for music. But thanks for joining us on the very first episode of Spacecast. I'm Doc Julin, and I'd like to know what you thought of the episode. You can either send me a message via my MySpace page, or you can get a hold of me at dagjj62@yahoo.com. Carl, anything else to say?
Yes, I have had an awesome time. Thanks for helping out with the Spacecast, Dag.
Dog.
You did a decent job as co-host. I am sure you will get better. Keep trying. Goodbye, everyone.
All right, well, I had an awesome time too, and I hope to get better. And tune in next time for Spacecast. Till then, Dog Julin saying goodbye.
Spacecast.